This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Guy says, Dukes, you guys talking about the general manager, Terry Fontenot. You know, Mike's right. I asked what your grade is right now with Fontenot 4 years in. Good, bad, and the ugly. He says, Mike's right about the whole Watson thing. It was brutal. But what Mike didn't tell you is that while you were out, he was wanting the move to happen.
I did.
And Mike has mentioned this time and time again. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, okay? And again, he didn't become our quarterback. We know how that scenario played out. But the listener says Mike and Chuckery argued about whether it was the right move. Mike said, we go to the Super Bowl if we get this guy.
I loved it. I wanted it. And it was. I understand why if it was Arthur Blank driving the bus on it. We were doing the show. It was St. Patrick's Day. We were in Sonoy down there and at the Irish pub. And we had a big big crowd. And it was literally like Chuckery would make an argument, yeah. Then I'd make an argument, yeah. And everybody was really into it. They were the Falcon fans that were down there. But, yeah, at the time, the argument was basically you're going to have the baby without the labor pains. You're going to go right from Matt Ryan to Deshaun Watson. And, you know, the idea, of course, would be you'd have the kid from Gainesville, the former Falcon ball boy, you know, doing all the stuff which everybody wants, which is the dual threat quarterback that can sling it like, you know, like he used to when he was with the Texans. But thank God we did. Yeah. Oh, dude, whoever the texter is, no, I'm not. I'm never going to shy away from that. I wanted it. I was excited as a Falcon fan for Deshaun Watson.
Okay. So it's a great transition to what we're talking about here. And we're just talking about the general manager. Now's his time. Okay, it's not Ra's time. Ra's time is once these guys get in camp and get in the building. Now, what are we doing with them? And it's a great point about Deshaun Watson about rolling the dice and taking a chance. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And for me, with Terry Fontenot, last year I learned something about him. I learned that he had the balls to roll the dice on things that we needed, right, even though it didn't work. And that, for me, gave me a little bit more confidence that, hey, down the road, we don't know if it's going to be this year or next year or whatever happens, but if we need that and he's willing to go there and say, you know what, we're going to find a way to make it happen. I need my GM to be that guy. I need him to be a risk taker at times, Mike, not just a guy that sits back and goes, well, team's on the field and we're not going to do anything more.
But here's the thing, and the conversation that we were having at that time, you know, that was back, 3 years ago, was, we don't have the money. We would have been in cap hell. And that was, how do you make that work? And Sharky was saying, we'll never do it. And I said, well, Carl always says, because you always do, and we generally see
they'll
it.
Find it.
The Saints find a way every year. We've found ways. But you would have really been hamstrung. You got a hit on everything on the draft. And that would have been a situation that, I don't know, Terry. The thing is, why doesn't Terry go to Arthur and say, if Arthur, for argument's sake, was the meddler and he wanted Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And this, remember, we asked Arthur about it. He said, no, he didn't. So this thing just popped up somewhere and nobody wants it. Literally is like the orphan Deshaun Watson at the front door. Nobody wants to claim it. But I'm sorry, just to wrap up the thought is, how can't you go to Arthur and say, Arthur, we can't do this? Yes, I understand it's attractive for marketing and everything else, and it makes great sense for our fan base, but it just, we can't make this work financially.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to be literally letter perfect on everybody else I bring in here.
It can't, and he would have had to be, and now he's almost having to be with the deal that they did with Kirk. But Mike's right. It just didn't pop out of thin air. Somebody obviously, you know, was pursuing this, and it finally got back to the owner, and the owner was like, well, let's talk about it. And they did. Why are we bringing up old stuff? Well, I'm glad you asked. Stukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, because it's part of the assessment of our general manager. That had a ripple effect. It didn't go the way we thought it would, but you end up losing your franchise quarterback probably a year or two earlier than you wanted to.
Right.
So that is why you say, okay, how that plays to what we're talking about. Poll questions up, guys. What letter grade, you remember those, would you assign Terry Fontenot for his totality of his tenure as the Falcons GM so far? This is before we do anything this offseason, and certainly before we get into next season. You can give him an A, a B, a C, or D. If lower, then you make a comment. It's at Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitter. Go find us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. All right, as we discuss this, there are other things going on around the NFL. Big O, let's get to 4th and 1. He's back! Travis Kelce, guys, confirms he plans to return for another season. Says, I got a real bad taste in my mouth. I'm a little surprised. And, you know, only from the standpoint that, again, he's got so much stuff going on off the field that he could easily step away. And it's not about the money. You can make $1 jillion doing all this other stuff. It's more about, do you want to put your body through this? So, Mike, he's going to return for his 13th season. He's already a Hall of Famer, guys. So here the Chiefs are. Are they going to be able to fix the stuff to get back for another chance at a 4th straight Super Bowl?
Yeah, man. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. If you know, if the Bills are going to go and move up in the draft to get an edge rusher, or the Ravens are going to go, and we mentioned Malachi Starks with them. But they've got to go get somebody who's going to get Patrick Mahomes on the ground. So, look, I get it. It's easy to be bored with the Chiefs, and you were over it before the Super Bowl began. And now Kelce's saying he's coming back, as you mentioned. So now, they got to get some offensive linemen. They got to beef up that O-line. They got other pieces. Maybe you get a real wide receiver they draft high. They've always, you know, Xavier, who's the kid from Texas?
Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy was solid. But, you know, maybe another one, maybe late, you get what you get. But I don't think anyone who's going to sit there and go, oh, that's it, they're done. Who? Because the Bills have had so many ample opportunities, Carl, even in their own house, to surpass the Chiefs and grab the brass ring, and they spit the bit. So I'm not buying the Chiefs are dead. That's silly.
I agree. We will see, but he is back, and that's a big thing because, you know, and remember, part of the rumor was, well, if he doesn't return, are the Chiefs interested in maybe trading for Kyle Pitts? So that goes out of the window, at least with them.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else is going to have to fall in love with Kyle Pitts, you know? But who knows? I mean, if it's only a 4th rounder, maybe somebody, the Chiefs can still come back and say, there's your heir apparent.
No doubt.
And then you learn behind Travis Kelce what it's like to date the biggest pop star in the world.
Hey, other things going on. We've been talking about it. It's a big deal, at least to me. Abdul Carter has a foot injury, a stress fracture in his foot. He wasn't going to work out at the combine, but now he certainly isn't. And this was revealed as he's dealing coming off of a shoulder injury. He still says, I'm the best player in this draft. He couldn't be more confident, but doctors apparently are telling him to hold off on surgery, so he's going to have his pro day.
Right.
We're going to see how this affects him moving forward. An All-American, Mike, is a junior with the Nittany Lions, and he's a guy that, again, could be the first overall pick in this draft.
And look, Drew Rosenhaus is the agent, and Drew is spinning it. You mentioned the comments earlier. That, well, there's a number of teams that are okay, but, I mean, the bloom is off the rose a little bit because now you're dealing with an injury concern. And is he going to get this thing done ASAP? Is he going to be ready to go for week 1? Look, if you believe in this guy and you've already got a good base, but here's the thing. If you're one of the top 5 or 6 teams, you don't have wiggle room to blow it on an edge rusher that may have a foot injury.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, the Titans.
I mean, you're there. You're picking there because you're bad for a reason.
Right. And the Titans, they have got a lot of options, right? I mean, they could go quarterback. They also could go edge. I said I'd go defense simply to you know, solidify our chances over the next decade of having that guy in-house already. Either way, it's big news today out of the combine.
You and I were talking a lot about Myles Garrett, and that's another guy. Would you just trade everything for Myles Garrett? Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yes.
I drive him all on the bus. I mean, in a bus to the airport. Here's the thing. You know, eventually, I think Miles, you brought this up, he can try to still force it. You feel he's got the leverage. His report now to Cleveland, he is not open to a contract extension with the Browns.
Well, that's just him putting his foot down. He's basically saying, I don't care how much money you're going to offer me, I still want out. This is not ideal for me. That's just him. That's the next step. So the Browns are like, how can we make this right? Most teams go, we'll make it right by cutting another big check for you. He's saying you can't make it right. I don't care what you offer me.
And maybe we'll talk to our friend Mary Kay Cabot, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Because, you know, in the last couple of years, we haven't been picking this far back. We usually were, you know, we're top 10.
We can
talk to everybody who's picking before us and get an idea. I know Carl mentioned earlier, you know, the edge rushers are there. There's going to be a run on offensive linemen. There's a bunch of pieces.
And D-linemen.
And if somebody falls in love with a quarterback, you know, not named Shador Sanders or Cam Ward, although it's hard to see anybody else going anywhere before we, you know, where we select.
All right. Let's talk about the tush push, because it's been a big topic as well. Raheem came out up there, said, I'm against it. Nick Sirianni went off and said it's unfair to even take away something like this when we do it better than anybody.
It's a skill that our team has because of the players that we have, the way the coaches coach it. The fact that it's a successful play for the Eagles and people want to take that away, I think is a little unfair.
Yeah, man, I don't like it. And that sequence we talked about yesterday between them and the Commanders was some of the worst football I've ever seen in a playoff game. But if you got something you can do and it's in the rules – and other teams choose not to. Because what? Because coaches' ego? They don't develop you don't have a running back or a tight end?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And who can squat like Jalen Hurts, that you can't put somebody back there and do it? To me, I think there's egos of offensive coordinators to not copycat it. You know, Buffalo does kind of like a grab bag version, but they go sideways. They don't go north-south with that thing. But I just think... Somebody came up with something that works, and now punish them? That's not the American way to me, Carl.
It's not. The NFL Competition Committee is going to look at it. Here's Sean McDermott. He's the coach of the Bills. This is what he said about the tush push.
To me, there's always been an injury risk with that play.
What?
And I've expressed that opinion for the last couple of years or so when it really started to come into play the way it's being used, especially, you know, a year ago. So I just feel like, you know, players' safety and the health and safety of our players has to be at the top of our game, which it is. It's just that play to me has always been the way that the techniques that are used with that play to me have been potentially contrary to the health and safety of the players. And so
it's short yardage. What's different than any other fourth and one around the league other than the way they're choosing to do it? That's a guy who just can't get it figured out, and his team couldn't get it figured out, Carl, let's be honest. And so now he's going to throw. I don't buy that for a second. But, you know, we're not talking like the 1890s or the 1920s when Fricky was covering the Canton Bulldogs. You know, when you'd grab the guy by the belt loop, and the lineman would carry the running back down the field.
Safety. It's safe. I mean, but all these coaches are saying the same thing.
And Terry, and our coach, too, Raheem Morris, also said he didn't like the tush push. He's on record.
No doubt. Marcus, by the way, he's checking out our poll. He says, well, enough hits in the draft or on the draft. 2024 still has an opportunity to prove himself. Talking about Terry Fontenot, free agency has been solid decision wise even if some didn't pan out. See, Marcus is being much more lenient than you three.
Yeah,
Marcus is being way more lenient.
Jesse Bates, Darnell Mooney,
keep going.
And I mean, we brought in Caden Ellis.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're still one of the worst teams in the league getting the quarterback on the ground.
You know what? You just want
brought in Onyemata, and you know Onyemata's a dude.
Yeah.
Not the dude. He's a dude.
Marcus, thank you for your reasonable thinking.
Marcus.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, really making the things happen there with a free agency.
All right, coming up, our buddy Zach Klein's gonna join us. By the way, 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenter.com. Go check out our poll. And we want to hear your comments as well as we're talking about our general manager. It's Combine Week. Zach Klein's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's been going down in Indy all week, and it will continue through the weekend. We're talking about the NFL Combine. It's a big deal. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're a big deal. And the guy we're about to talk to is a big deal. Zach Klein, WSB TV Sports Director, joins us. Zach has been up there and checking things out. Love the fact that you had a chance to catch up with Todd France. We love Todd. He's been on our show numerous times, and, you know, he's got some of the biggest clients in the NFL. And I want to start there because your quote, or at least his quote to you, was, you know, Grady is a Falcon. We'll see as we move forward. But he was planning on meeting with the Falcons. Zach, I think that's one of the things we've got to get worked out with this football team is how they're going to restructure some guys and obviously create some more cap space before free agency starts.
Gentlemen, it's great hearing from you. But yeah, where does that rank in what they have to do and accomplish this offseason, right? They have so much they need to do. But yes, Todd France of Athletes First did say he will meet with the Falcons this week, guys, and restructuring or doing a new Grady deal is of the utmost importance to both parties. Grady doesn't want to go anywhere. The Falcons don't want him going anywhere. They want Atlanta to be the only place G has ever played in his professional career, Ring of Honor down the road. Yeah, so I think that they will lock something up, free up some cap space, restructure his deal, and it'll be a win-win for both parties. And by the way, you know, it's hard to believe, guys, that a year ago at this time, kind of the breaking news with the three of us on your show is we were all talking about the Kirk Cousins thing.
Right.
This year, the breaking news on your show is that I talked to so many people. They say the medical personnel that's here I was only here because they took care of Mike Bell, and then he is healthy. So now they can focus on the best athletes in the world.
Yes, I'm day-to-day with a questionable ticker. Now they did fix it. And thanks, Zach. That's very sweet of you to say, man. But, yeah, back in the game, Zach Klein is with us, guys, and that's very sweet of you to say that. No, we were talking about Grady. I was just saying when you're not that good at defense, I know sentimentality aside, I don't think anybody is above getting cut at this point.
Yeah, I don't think they'd do it, though, man. I'm telling you, I've talked to some guys in that staff, you know, especially when the Kirk stuff was going down. Grady was the glue. And you talk about Ra and the culture that he's instilled. You know, that NFLPA survey just came out, and Raheem Morris was one of the top, what, five most beloved coaches. He has established something that wasn't under the Arthur Smith regime, and Grady is a big piece of that. I just can't fathom, Mike, him not being here in the future. Yes, you know, if you can move on from a Myles Garrett, you can move on from a, you know, potentially you can move on from a Grady Jarrett. I just don't see that happening.
Zach, how do you see the fact that they have the defensive staff up there? Obviously, Brick is up there, Jeff Olbrich, our new defensive coordinator, and the rest of his guys. And this is their focus. I think this is the way it should be. Mm. It's all we've talked about in our city is defense getting better. Defense, when are we going to get more defense? So they go up to the combine and they're focused on it. I have no issues with it. Do you think this is the right approach?
1,000%. I mean, I have zero issues with all 45 of their interviews being with defensive side players. A little bit of breaking news, guys, here. I swear to you, and I've reached out to the Falcons to confirm this, I swear I saw D-Led, not D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, but Dwayne Ledford, you know, the run game coordinator and the offensive line coach, along with Sean Flaherty, his assistant O-line coach. I swear I bumped into him in the hallway. I had to do a double take.
Right.
Raw, and they said earlier in the week that it was just defensive coaches. So I have reached out to the Falcons to try to confirm that, but I do think the two assistant line, or the head O-line coach, Dwayne Ledford and Sean Flaherty, are in Indy for the combine. And I do think D-Led is actually going to run some of the drills. So we'll find out, you know, 100% if he's going to be on TV. But going back to your original point, my man, yes, 1,000%. I know they love Jalen Walker. I just don't see him getting there at 15. And if he's at 15 and they pass on him, there will be protests and pitchforks and that thing will burn. But Jalen Walker's my guy. If he's there, I just see him being a top 10 pick. But without a doubt, defense is the way to go.
Channel 2 sports director Zach Klein with us here on Dukes and Bell. And that's the thing we were just saying before last segment you came on, Zach. I said, to me, it just seemed gimmicky. Because, you know, the NFL showcases the top 200 so many athletes. And, yes, we know we need edge. We know we need corner. We've got to fix defense. But to me, it just seems like it's a gimmick to show the fans we're really, really going to do defense this year. What happens if somebody takes all the guys you wanted? What happens if an offensive tackle, the heir apparent to Jake or Caleb McGarry is there? To me, that's just that's short-sighted. That's my beef about that.
But their board is set right now, and it's set before you have the medicals and you have the interviews. So those are the two most important things the entire week: medical A, and then the interviews, you know, B. So once you knock that out, you run a 40, you bench press, you do a great cone drill. Okay, they want to know, right? You know, they want to know who these guys are. And to your point, you're going to have defensive guys. Why not focus your attention there? And we've seen a lot of teams, guys, kind of scale back from the combine. Like, they feel they can be so much more productive at home, at their home base, with all their technology and all their tools, than spending time here. So the interviews, they knock that out. They come back. I mean, I don't think McVay sticks around here. You know, he's back in L.A. holding up fort in Malibu. So, I do think it's the right move. I don't think it's that gimmicky, knowing that it's just so important. They need to take care of business and, you know, get their guys.
Zach, we heard Coach say this week he spoke with Kirk, but he won't reveal what was said. Have you had a chance to speak with him? Because I know everybody's chasing him, and we know that you chase a lot of stories in this city. And if you haven't, what do you think the thought is inside of the building about where this goes?
It's who's bluffed first. I have not talked to Kirk Cousins. I have reached out. I have not heard back. I do think, you know, who's going to bluff first? Obviously, do the Falcons cut him, or, he has all the power, as you guys know, with the no trade clause. He doesn't want to be here, and they don't want him. So everybody knows that. Both parties know that. So who bluffs first, and how do you get out of here? What's the peaceful transition of power into Michael Penix Jr., who they obviously are all in on? That's the big key. I don't know how it ends. I really don't. They would love to get a 6th and 7th rounder for him, of course. It's $10 million at the end of the day. You know, I mean, I think it was mind-boggling and very proficient when someone asked Ra if he still is on your roster, being Kirk Cousins, will he have a chance to compete for the starting quarterback job? He said, no, it's never happening. So if you're Cousins, like, why be here? So, again, that's the bluff part of this thing. Who blinks first?
Thank you. See that, listeners? That's what we were talking about here. Listen to Zach. If you don't listen to Uncle Mike and Uncle Carl, Zach Klein's with us, guys, from Channel 2. I said to Carl, we were debating this the other day, that they'd never move on from Pitts because that's like throwing up the white flag that you screwed up the biggest pick you ever had. You think they would entertain real trade offers for Pitts?
1,000%. I mean, I've heard, a few years ago, he was, you know, they were open to moving him. Listen, if he's not involved from the jump, if he's not one of the option A or B in the play call, in the huddle, he checks out, right? He doesn't give it 100% all the time. There are moments of glory where, like, there he is. There's our guy. Why don't we see this all the time? I think that adds to the frustration on the coaching staff. They try to get him involved early. If you do that, he's checked in, he's locked in, he's ready to go. If he doesn't, you guys saw the production or the lack of blocking or the lack of effort, and that's their concern level. I do think they would move him in a heartbeat. I think, obviously, they're in great hands with Bijan and Drake, and they feel this offense is set to go, got to focus on defense. But to answer your question, yes, if there's somebody out there that will take Kyle Pitts off their hands, they move him tomorrow.
All right, I wanted to spend a few minutes because I think it's important with all that's gone on, with Four Nations being a success. You've been one of the guys in the forefront of hockey potentially coming back to the ATL. Where are we right now, Zach, in this process as you've been all over this story? And Mike and I said this, you know, this is good not only for hockey, but it's also good for us, because if we are truly in the mix to potentially get a team in the NHL, this helps our chances. Where are we at right now?
I've talked to the folks behind the scenes at the gathering of South Forsyth. Obviously, it's the biggest project in the history of that county. Mm-hmm. You know, the county folks are a little bit in and over their skis, so it just takes time, right? They're doing their due diligence. They never had to deal with a multi-billion-dollar project, so they're making sure all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, and it's just a very slow process with billable hours ensuing. They're moving forward. He's got the land. Mr. Krause does, Vernon Krause, the car dealership magnate. He's ready to go. He's got a presentation. He is in communication with Gary Bettman and the offices in New York. There obviously are, you know, the cover competing projects, but they don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the county support. They have nothing set in stone. To me, the X factor down the road is Tony Ressler and the Hawks. And, you know, if Ressler wants it, I do think he would get it. Now, I don't think he wants that right now. I don't think he's given it a single grain of thought. Mm-hmm. But in the back of my mind, he has a lot more zeros attached to his name than anybody else in the state. And if you think about it, if you're a business, you know, you need dates in Philip or State Farm Arena. Like, right. The Hawks are 41 dates. They have 260 dates a year. That's where they make the money. Like, you break money on break even on the Hawks guys, and then you crush in everything else, you are a very successful business. Right. There's no doubt internally they're a little bit concerned about another arena, a billion-dollar arena going up that will take dozens and dozens of concerts and other major events away from them. So that's the X factor. Right. There's no smoke coming out of State Farm. I don't want to start something and think that Tony Ressler is he's going, but I just think down the road, that's something we need to talk to Tony about. If he's interested, he could be a player in this. But right now, South Forsyth is, you know, that's where they're going.
Lead dog. Yeah, exactly.
They try to go. Yeah.
Right. I mean, look, it's a bit far for some. I know some people, there's always going to be that stigma of suburbanites who don't want to come downtown and deal with the connector and the parking and everything else. But you just laid it out. I mean, they've got the venue. You do have the Centennial Yards thing. The other thing also is, this is the question Carl and I had last week. We know we've blown it twice through no fault of the fans. You know, two ownership groups, Atlanta Spirit LLC, the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on this city. But yeah. How do you think that sits with the – because the NHL, perfect sense would be Houston and Atlanta. Two top 10 markets to get you to, what, that would be 27 teams in the States.
Mm-hmm. I think it works. You know, Atlanta United crushed it. I mean, they came out with their first home game, you know, Saturday. You guys have been talking about it. It was 60-something thousand people. It was the most third most watched soccer event in the world. Who would have thought that would have happened in 2016 or 2017, right? So I think this fan base would get about around them. Wherever they are at, it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. I mean, if it works in Salt Lake City, they're getting behind their team. So I do think it works. And, you know, I say this to people for the Braves. Like, how many times did you go to Old Turner Field? And they would say 4 or 5 or 6.
Right.
Well, how many times did you go into Cobb County and go into, you know, Truist Park? 4 or 5 or 6. You're still going to go the same amount of games.
Right.
It's the season tickets. And, you know, what's concerning to me, guys, overall, real quickly, on the overall project of it, you know, you're $1.5 billion for just the rights fee for the NHL team, and $1 billion plus for the arena. So you're $2.5 billion in before you sold one ticket. And remember, right, guys, the TV revenue is not like it is elsewhere.
Right.
So you need the infrastructure around it. And if you can build the hotels and the condos and the apartments, plus there's your fan base.
Yeah, it's a great point. That's how you recoup your money. It is not going to be in the TV deal.
It's like the Braves, right? You're a real estate company. I
mean,
you're
no joke.
The baseball team.
Absolutely. Zach Klein, WSB TV sports director, up in Indy, guys, covering the Falcons and the latest on the combine. Make sure you watch him. But, Zach, appreciate you stopping by, man. Great stuff from up there. And can you confirm that D-Led, not our D-Led, but D-Led, our offensive line coach, if he's up there, that totally makes sense. Because, again, there are a lot of quality offensive linemen in this draft, too.
1,000%. You know, you can never, it's like depth, right? You always want depth on the offensive defensive lines. If they can get it, the ideal. But yes, I have reached out to the Falcons. I will hit you guys up with a text or a tweet, let you know if it's confirmed. But
cool.
Listen, man, unless he's got a twin.
No doubt.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That was D-Led.
Hey, man, appreciate you. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, much love, Mike. I'm glad you're getting better, and thanks for sending all the medical professionals up to Indy.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you, Zach. Good job.
Zach Klein talking about Pitts. He says that he could still be on the block. I believe that, too. I don't think it's out of the question, But it's got to, you know, again, you're not just going to give him up. But at this point, Mike, you got to figure out who's interested. Hopefully they're figuring out that this week.
And it's funny, we literally just had this argument about, is it window dressing to say it's all defense? I mean, I would like to think that they would say that, but Dwayne Ledford, the O-line coach, would be there because you may need an offensive lineman. You know, and one may fall to you when you don't expect it. Maybe even in the third. Who knows?
All right, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks to Zach Klein for stopping by. Great info from him. He says they want to keep Grady and restructure him. We'll see if Todd France is able to get that deal done, if in fact that is where this is going. More on that coming up. More on the combine, guys, as we continue to talk about our general manager as well. We're grading him because it's his time. This is building the roster time. And we're asking you on social media at Dukes and Bell 929, what do you give him as far as A, B, C, D, or lower? You can, if you give him a lower grade than that, you got to explain. But a lot of people are trying to be fair and reasonable.
What?
Unlike Turtle and Oren and Mike in their assessment of Terry Fontenot. Seriously, we will dive back into this because I think there's some valid points that people are bringing up in regards to Terry and how they view what he's been able to do.
When you don't go, is that just going to the playoffs? You haven't had a winning season your first 4 years. You have nothing to crow about. There's nothing to rave about. There are certain things you can say, okay, that worked out, but at the end of the day, it's a fail.
Is that not coaching?
Well, I mean, some of it, but I mean, he bought the groceries.
And that's what he's got to do this offseason. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what's going on today, my man?
Got a call on the carpet, one of our favorite guys, unfortunately. A guy that supported the Atlanta Hawks when no one else would. Big perk. Kendrick Perkins was on TV today on ESPN, and they were talking about Paul George and his podcast.
Okay.
A story that I didn't really think was going to be a big deal, but his leading shows like First Take and NBA Today, and he says that Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, who also do a podcast together for the Knicks, should take Paul George's lead and stop doing their podcast because they are actually the number three seed in the East and have a real shot at this thing. Quote, Paul George is not the only person that should be taking a break from podcasting during the basketball season. I feel like Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart as well need to take a break because you're trying to go out and honestly compete for an NBA championship. That should be the only goal. Anything else outside of that is a distraction. Yeah, man, no man. Do you agree with Big Perk?
I mean, you know, some guys can multitask. I mean, you only have to be there for the shoot around in the morning, Carl, or whenever that is in the afternoon. And if you're on the road, you're back to the hotel and it's room service. So,
You're making these guys' life out to be like.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good life.
It is. But with that said, there is a lot of work that goes into it. And look, I'm with Mike. Some guys can pull this off. I just think when you put a target on yourself.
Right.
And you're talking about the game. It's why J.J. Redick's not doing his podcast.
No.
All right? It's why LeBron and J.J. went, nah, it's not a good idea. You put a target on your back, and you're talking about stuff that's going on in the league or whatever you're talking about, and then your team's losing. All of a sudden, people say, where's your focus?
Right.
What are you focused on? Are you focused on what you want to do or what the team should be doing? So I think he's not wrong about this. I think Perk, everybody, you know, we said this. I said Draymond shouldn't be doing a damn podcast while he's doing playing in the NBA. But to each his own, and if you can pull it off, like Mike said, then so be it. But I don't think it's a good idea.
Should the league step in?
No, because you're building the league's brand. These guys are communicating in their voice without the media to confuse it or dilute the message, as they often feel happens. So there's like the Players Tribune or a podcast. Now, you know, for every one good one, there's a bunch that are just like literally listening to paint dry. But, you know, if you're having fun with it, do it.
All right. Mike, this story's for you because if I know you, you're going to hate this.
Uh-oh.
One of the biggest stars in the NBA.
I will try to stay open-minded as you present this.
Reigning champion Jason Tatum says he doesn't get the love and adulation that he deserves. He was asked from the Boston Globe about how he feels about his stance in the NBA. Honestly, no. When asked if he felt properly appreciated, if you took the name and the face away from all my accomplishments and you're just like, this is what player A has accomplished by the age of 26, people would talk about me in a much more positive light. I mean, I think Jason Tatum gets plenty of love. I think he's a world champion. I think he's an all-star. I think he's the face of the best team in the NBA right now. But apparently he doesn't feel that way. What do you guys think?
I mean, Jason, just look up Jason Tatum playoff shooting, and you get this, Carl. The first thing that pops up is Jason Tatum has the worst field goal percentage in the NBA Finals when attempting 150-plus shots, 36.7 in the 22 Finals, and then 31.6 in the 2024 Finals, which to me, like, he's a star. He's one of the highest-paid guys on the planet. But to me, Jaylen Brown still he stirs the drink. And I think there is an envy there for Jaylen Brown. I think that's what, that, to me, if I want to play pocket psychology, that's what drives it.
I'm with you. I totally agree. Look, I've told you guys for the last 2 years at least, Jaylen Brown's the best player on that team. Matter of fact, I'd be willing to tell you Derek White might be a better shooter and clutch shooter than the guy that's complaining about not getting his respect or his props. I think he's a very good player. Do not mislead me here. Jason Tatum's a really good player. He's certainly an all-star year in and year out. But I think part of the problem is, for whatever reason, Turtle, it doesn't translate. Mm. It doesn't translate. We're talking about Ant-Man and how we love how he goes about his business and his personality, and he can do all the things that Jason Tatum does. But guess what? People are talking up Ant-Man more. Why? I don't know. I don't know why it doesn't translate, but that is what's going on with Jason Tatum, and it's not his fault. I mean, he can play, but that's the difference between these guys that turn into megastars and guys that are really good players who are just stars in the league.
But he's also got that Kevin Durant gene, the insecurity. You know, he needs to get propped up. But that's a generational thing. It doesn't make him the worst guy out there. But it's tough because a lot of folks, when we talk Celtics, we just said it. It's Jaylen Brown that makes it happen.
Did you guys see what happened to Dan Hurley?
No, what happened?
Oh, bad moment for the two-time national champion coach whose team is struggling, to put it lightly, this season.
There's a new news in the Big East, Carl. It's St. John's.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
They're good, man. He was asked by a reporter how he thought the team had handled the press this season, meaning the press on the basketball court. But Hurley, in his feels, clearly in the moment, said, quote, I think the press has been a blank hole to me all season long. Oh, wait. You mean on the court?
I didn't see it.
So, I mean, no, Coach, we're talking about actual basketball. We're going to get your big ego out of the equation. Yeah.
So he is now getting absolutely crushed for this, we'll call it a misunderstanding. Does he need to mind his P's and Q's a little bit? Because, boys, we've heard him get hot now a couple of times this season. I think he does.
What's the record? Are they winning?
I'll pull up the record.
Yeah, because that's the other part of this. Like, Mike, you can get away with this stuff.
Right, when you're national champion.
If you're winning, if you're not winning, then you might want to reserve judgment and keep it to yourself.
19-9, unranked, fourth in the Big East.
Okay, fourth in the Big East. All right, listen, I don't know if the media has been a blank hole to him. I do know, obviously, he was feeling some kind of way to state that and wants to get something out of the
media. I mean, it is funny. It was funny the way he's doing it, but still, he's in his feels.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, look, I'm not going to ever criticize a guy for saying whatever he thinks is right, but he's winning. Okay, maybe he can get away with it. I say that because, again, if you told me they were 10 wins on the season, I'd feel a little bit differently about it. But 19 wins, they're probably on the way to the tournament. He's all right.
Yeah, but that's not the standard that he set.
Well, no, but look, college basketball, just like college football, has gotten a lot harder. This idea, like, you were just going to have blue chip programs,
right,
year after year, just winning because that's who they were. It's harder and harder now to sustain success, and then, you know, for that matter, to even have a really good year. Based on the fact that this NIL thing has completely changed the way college basketball. We know it's changed football, but all you need is two guys in college basketball to change your team. Mm. And so I think...
Well, that's why Mike's buddy Coach K retired, right?
Coach K had enough of it. And, you know, Calipari's struggling right now at Arkansas. I watch those two documentaries every night they're on. And I think it's Wednesday nights with Patino. I talked about it to you yesterday.
And Arkansas has tons of money.
Right.
I know people don't
believe
it.
St. John's doesn't have half the resources that Arkansas has when you think about it. But there are some well-heeled New Yorkers that are certainly passing the hat. But, yeah, he's living and dying with the transfer portal. But Patino's just a better X and O coach than Calipari would ever be.
Yeah. Cal's a great recruiter. But the fact is, you still got to recruit guys to come. You still got, you know, all these great players he had at Kentucky for, 20 years. You still got to recruit those guys and get them there. Either way, I don't have an issue with it. Mike, do you?
Nah.
I don't either.
All right. In the latest episode of What Really Grinds Our Gears, reboots. I don't like them. Remakes. I don't like them either. The latest one being mentioned is a show that I think we all love and I don't think needs to be touched, and that is Entourage. Jerry Ferrara went on the Awful Announcing podcast and said, quote, "I see it now. I know what the vision would be in terms of a potential reboot for Entourage." Now, I don't know if they would pick up the story where it left off, if it would focus on a specific set of characters, but to me, that show was great. It had its time in the sun, and I don't think I need any more of it.
Yeah, it didn't really need the movie version either, if we're honest. But I mean, I guess if I think with Jerry Ferrara, that's Turtle's namesake. For those who remember Entourage and HBO, that's why we call him Turtle. But I think it would be kind of fun if they take it back, and now Adrian Grenier's character, who's the franchise, who's supposed to be like the Mark Wahlberg, if he's on hard times, like his career is just done, and now he's grinding, and you're going to take it back down to where you're basically, it's five guys living in an apartment. You know, as opposed to living in a mansion.
But they kind of did that, though, one of the seasons, though.
Well,
right?
One of those years they did rough it.
Yeah, they did rough it. Not to that extent, but yeah.
I'm with you on this. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. Look, I don't even want to speak this into existence. This would be like telling me The Sopranos is coming back. It can never come back.
No.
You can't redo it. There are certain shows, all right, for what it was, Sex and the City. I've seen all these other shows try to play off of it. It's not the same. Like, there are shows that have come along as you went, okay, that was great. Can't redo Game of Thrones. I love the spinoffs, and I'm completely immersed in them. That's great. But the original, like, you can't redo that. And by the way, to your point about the same cast of characters, I just don't know if that works. I mean, Sex and the City now is called something else, and they're still trying to do it. But, you know, there were 20 years past when it first came out. I don't know, man. I don't think it works.
Plus, Jeremy Piven's rap, that's kind of that thing. That's so played out.
Yeah.
You know, his character, that whole act.
I agree.
I don't think any of them have had the career that they thought they were going to have when that show ended.
You talking about afterwards?
Yeah, because that show was as big as any show on TV.
Yeah, at the time.
Jerry Ferrara's had some good appearances in other shows like Power, and he's had some bit parts in movies, but he's not an A-list. And Adrian Grenier... What happened to him?
Yeah, he fell off.
Played the boyfriend of The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I remember him in.
That's a good shout. That's a good movie.
Yeah, no, it is a good movie. But you're right. He's not a megastar.
No, and none of them are, unfortunately.
He's character did a documentary on the Islanders when they had that owner that didn't have any money. That was one of the 30 for 30s. Actually, it was pretty good. But that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. On that note, we got to run. Big O, hit my music.
Interesting. Yeah. Still love the theme, though.
So much fun. I mean, Johnny Drama's character that's basically based on Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie, which is so funny. You know, victory!
You too.
Love it.
All right, man, coming up, Dog Report's on the way. UGA has not made any significant coaching changes, but they did add an analyst to the staff. A couple of things going on we need to fill you in on, and more on the Combine coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.